This is Travel in the Bluegrass with your host, Alan Watts.
A Bell County farmer who is a retired principal from Bell County High School says working on the farm is where he truly finds pleasure day in and day out. George Thompson says the farm has been in the family for multiple generations.
What we have here is about 100 acres, more or less. That's how it's listed on the deed. And about 65% of it is woodland, and the other percentage is hills and pasture land. And we don't do any hay on our own farm. We travel and have to be a little bit nimble to go get the hay, but in the area here. But we pasture all of ours and have been doing that for years.
Thompson says they have a high tunnel greenhouse that is quite popular in the community.
Usually around the last of April and the month of May, we every other day we pick, and we'll get several gallons. And the good thing is that we don't have to set up a stand to wait for people to come by and buy it. People know we've got strawberries, and they'll call way ahead. They'll call months ahead sometimes to get their name on a list, and they'll order so many quarts and gallons of strawberries. And
he says their cattle herd is based around the Angus breed.
Most of them are the Angus. Some of them are Gelby Angus. They're balancers, which kind of gets the best of both worlds. They're good milkers, and they are dang good mommies. And we try to keep hardy, big cattle, and they raise good calves. And, we kind of keep, if we've got one that's not raising a real good calf, we'll try to cull her.
Travel in the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
This just in, farming is not canceled. Ag employees all over the Commonwealth are working overtime to make sure the business of agriculture carries on. Now more than ever, they're moving forward to make sure our food supply is not disrupted. Agribusiness companies are busier than ever. They're all working hard to make sure our local economies keep moving forward. When this pandemic is over, agribusiness will be leading the way to make sure our local businesses come back healthy and ready to do business. If you ate today, think a farmer.